Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Chris Orestes is our guest. He's the author of the new ebook, A Survival Guide to Aging. Chris, tell us how we can find it.
You know, we have it available to download off of our website at lifecarefunding.com, or you can find it at major retailers like Amazon.com. You can download the ebook at Amazon.com, A Survival Guide to Aging.
All right, so and your website again?
LifeCareFunding.com.
So they can also get it there. It's called Survival Guide to Aging, but it's not just for old folks, right?
No, it's giving advice that no matter what age you are or what age your family members are, it's going to be advice you're going to want to read because it's going to give you strategies, tips, insights into how to prepare or how to handle aging at any stage of life.
Now, last segment, we talked about advice that would be good for anyone. But we got 76 million baby boomers out there who are in this retirement, the fourth quarter, I'll call it, right? The fourth quarter of their career, if not their life. Focus on those folks. Focus on folks who are late 50s, 60s. You know, they're ready to contemplate retirement, if not already.
Right, you know, and that population is the key population because you've got 10,000 baby boomers a day turning 65, and they've all got to start focusing on what are they going to do about long-term care because over 70% of people who turn 65 will eventually need to pay for long-term care services. In a nursing home, for many of them, they're going to end up in a nursing home. And it's a topic, and this is the big piece of advice that people need to handle, is that you can't ignore this. The strategy to being ready for long-term care is not waiting until you're in a crisis situation for you and your family to start scrambling around figuring out what are you going to do. So what we are always coaching people on is you've got to start talking about it and planning for it soon. Talk amongst family members. Make sure that your loved ones, whether it's your spouse, your children, which would typically be adult children, understand what it is that you want for long-term care. Would you rather be at home? Would you rather be in an assisted living community where you know right. some of your friends are going? Because those can be very nice environments to live in, but to get there, you have to be prepared because right. it costs money. That's expensive.
And you have to understand the, I went through this with my dad and my mom. There are steps, there are rules, there are laws. There's money involved. I mean, there's a lot of it's a rigmarole, folks. It's not like renting an apartment.
That's right. And that's the big thing where, you know, so if you're in your 60s, your 70s, even your 80s, and you haven't really thought about this yet, you need to understand the differences between a nursing home, an assisted living community, the types of home care that are available, and the big thing you got to understand once you get those down is how do you pay for it?
Yeah.
What will Medicare cover? What will Medicaid cover? But even more importantly, what won't they cover?
Yeah, and what would it take? What will it take? And it's different. It's different for couples. What will it take for Medicaid to kick in? All that. It's a big deal. So, at what age, Chris, do you recommend not that whether the cost of the long term health care coverage, the insurance, is more than just saving for it? What age is that?
You know, if you're in your 60s and you're still healthy, that is the age to really take a serious look right now at buying long-term care insurance. You can still afford it if you're healthy, and you won't have to make premium payments for year, you know, for too long. But look, people make this mistake. They think, well, I'll wait till I need to get into a nursing home, then I'll go buy a long-term care.
I've heard some bad stories about some of those companies kind of welching on the deal. What do you think?
Well, you do need to be very cautious about what you're buying. It's a product that I think, has improved greatly. And let me also, just for full disclosure, I don't sell long-term care insurance. Okay? I don't have any skin in the game of whether people buy long-term care insurance or not. But it is a planning tool that will help you. If you can afford it now for the future, that will make a big difference, that those monthly payments are available that help you cover your cost of care. But you do have to be careful with what you select. I would advise working with a financial planner or a long-term mm-hmm. care insurance specialist to look at a variety of options. There's a whole bunch of different types of policies out there. You can buy policies today that are hybrid policies. They're life insurance now. They turn into long-term care insurance later when you need them. Now, here's another strategy that actually my company does specialize in. Full disclosure, this is something we help families do. If they own a life insurance policy, you can convert that policy by selling it off into a long-term care benefit plan that is a tax-free way to pay for long-term care.
Is that just permanent, or can you do term that way too?
Term, whole life, universal.
Even if you're healthy.
No, the trick to being able to do that policy conversion is you have to actually be in immediate need for care. It can only be done at the point you need care.
If you're going to live forever, it's not going to work.
Right. There's two strategies. If you bought long-term care insurance today healthy, you might use it in 10, 15, 20 years.
Right.
But let's say you need to get into an assisted living community immediately and you own a life insurance policy.
Chris,
that could be your option.
Quickly, I need the book. The book is called A Survival Guide to Aging. It's an e-book. Give us the website again, quickly.
On lifecarefunding.com.
All right, Chris Orestes, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.